Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. We have the draw. We have a venue. What we need is another 39 songs. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Wherever you are, it's your Eurovision Insight podcast. It's been a busy week. We've got some names on the board. We've got schedules sorted out. So let's get right on and start with the news that has come out of Baku. It is now officially the host city. The Perspex key has been handed over from the mayor of Dusseldorf to the organising committees in Azerbaijan. They've confirmed that the Crystal Hall will be our venue. For those of you keeping track, that's the big one being built next to Flag Square. If you look at Google Maps, the sticky out bit in Baku, just on the shoreline, that's where we're going to be right there. We've also got confirmation coming out of today.az that the press centre is that big shoebox building that's being built next door to the Crystal Arena. So although there is a press media centre being built in the centre, there's also one right next to the stadium, and we suspect that's where we're going to be. What else do we have coming out of Baku? Adil Kerimli, the head of the contest working group, has said that the information about the tickets to the show will be available late February. And the assumption, certainly from us here at ESC Insight, is that that means that the hotel bookings, which are all blocked off at the moment, probably will open at the end of February, so when those tickets come out, and you'll be able to buy group packages and all that. It is cutting it a little bit fine, but as I like to say to everybody else, that's still leaving you two and a bit months, and I managed to pull together my trip to Moscow in about 5 weeks, including the applications for the visa. So I think there's enough time, but it's going to be an interesting adventure. Going along with the launch show, Eurovision.tv got a lovely makeover. Congratulations to everyone over at the EBU for doing that switch over nice and smoothly. It might look like a simple thing just to go from A to B, but trust me, all the webmasters involved know it isn't. We've got new updated artwork. We've got the theme. We've got the contest slogan now, light your fire. And also the announcement that Schwarzkopf is returning as a sponsor for the third year. So everyone in the press room gets a whole bundle of free shampoo. And about seven of us still have the hair. That means we can use that offer. Also coming out of the whole city was the draw for the semi-final, splitting up the people in semi-final one and semi-final two, and also in the top half or the bottom half. We'll also find out where the big countries are voting. So Azerbaijan, Italy and Spain are going to be voting on the Tuesday semi-final. France, Germany and the United Kingdom are going to be voting on the second semi-final. Germany asked especially to be voting the semi-final because they want to put the semi-final on their bigger TV channel. It's split between the two channels, so one of them gets one, one gets the other. They wanted the voting to be on semi-final two, so it was didn't get in the way of Germany's next top model or something. Anyway, in terms of the order, let's do them alphabetically. Top half of semi-final one is Albania, Belgium, Finland, Greece, Iceland, Latvia, Montenegro, Romania, Switzerland. Bottom half is Austria, Cyprus, Denmark, Hungary, Ireland, Israel, Moldova, Russia and San Marino. Semi-final two, top half is Armenia, Belarus, Bulgaria, Macedonia, Malta, the Netherlands, Portugal, Serbia and the Ukraine. Bottom half, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Estonia, Georgia, Lithuania, Norway, Slovakia, Slovenia, Sweden and Turkey. Those of you keeping track, it's 18 in semi-final one, 19 in semi-final two, and Armenia is in semi-final two. So if they do decide that they don't want to go in the end, then we'll have balanced of 18 and 18, which keeps everything nice and easy for the mathematics. And at the same time, obviously everybody's now playing the wonderful guessing game of who's going to get what score in the semi-final, even though we've only heard four songs at the moment. Yes, you could go on emotion, but we decided to run it through a great big bit of sabermetrics and statistics and computer stuff to strip all the emotion out of it, spoil all your fun, to get what we think are the likely computer qualifiers, just to get yourself something to argue about. Semi-final one, we reckon it's going to be Albania, Denmark, Finland, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Moldova, Romania and Russia. And out of semi-final two, joining the big five and hosts Azerbaijan in the Saturday will be Armenia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Georgia, Macedonia, Norway, Serbia, Sweden, Turkey, and the Ukraine. going through the results from the weekend now. National finals, we have two more songs. Denmark, international favorite Jesper didn't make it in the end, even though it did quite well in international juries. Heading to Baku will be Soluna Soleil, with one of those songs that reminds you of just breaking open a glow stick and waving it in the air. Should Have Known Better will be the song for Denmark. And just remember, she is not Anna Bergenthal. She wore a hat on stage. Big, big difference. Cyprus also took their vote. The judging panel included a familiar voice to all of you listening to the podcast. Andrew Main also writes for All Kinds of Everything, but you know him as one of our Jukebox Jury judges. Was on the panel for Cyprus, helping choose the song for Ivy Adamo to sing. She will be taking La La Love to the Crystal Hall stage in May. And Andrew managed to get on television and not break the cameras around Europe, which I think he was a little bit worried about. But there was nothing to worry about there at all, Andrew. Two semi-finals. Iceland had their second batch going through. Not surprisingly, Regina Ósk safely through, the former Euroband member, taking her song into the final, which will be held on February the 11th. And she'll be joined by the folk band Simbi Oghertsbrangir on that date. And maybe by then I'll have worked out how to pronounce her name. I can't see any vowels in there, to be honest. Semi-final one was in Norway. Three qualifiers out of there. Nora Fossil Jabri, the Carburetors, and Raiden Sather will be taking themselves forward as well. Other national final news. We have details from Armenia, or at least we have details about when they're going to give us details on their song selection process. That is going to be happening at the end of the month. So still up in the air, and to be honest, it probably will be until May the 24th when we actually see them take the stage. Croatia went for an internal pick, both of the artist and the song. We know it. Nina Badrick will be the singer. The song is going to air on February the 18th as part of the 20th anniversary celebrations of Dora. They're going to have a specially invited show as well. Calliope from Macedonia, Rambo Amadeus from Montenegro, and Bosnia-Herzegovina's Maya Sur are also going to be appearing in that show. So you would expect that we would hear those three country songs before the 18th as well. Estonia, we've heard the winning song, but we don't know which one it is. All of the songs are now available on their website. They'll be having two semi-finals on the 25th of February and the 27th of February. They are being broadcast then, but they're being pre-recorded a week or two before. The national final is going out live on March the 3rd. Iceland, as we've already mentioned at the top, had their second semi-final. Their third one will be at this weekend, and we've already heard the songs coming out of there. Probably the only interesting one out of that is Greta Salom, who of course is singing with John C. and got out of semi-final one, is popping up again with another song. Rambo Amadeus, second mention in the podcast, but with a name like that, who can blame him? The song title for Montenegro is an ecological number called Euro Neuro, and it sounds like it's going to be done slightly tongue-in-cheek with lots of international words appearing in the lyrics. Dust in the turkey, your skills may be needed. What else do we have? Recording this right after Finland's new UMK format has taken to the airing. It's certainly different. It looks like most people in Europe liked it, apart from anyone who was Finnish. You just thought, what was going on there? But there we go. The 12 performers have now been announced. Full list is back on the website. There's going to be a 13th place on offer to the three singers who got the highest votes that didn't make it through, i.e. 13th, 14th and 15th place. That gives 13 people going through five more heats leading up to the final on February the 25th. We should hear the French song this weekend. Lots of PR going on for Anyan. She's going to be singing in five national finals as the interval song. Malta, Hungary, Ukraine, Bulgaria and Lithuania will have her popping up. The song itself we will hear this Sunday and available for download on Monday. Finally, in this bit, Ukraine have announced the 19 names that are going to be in their final. The 20th one is going to be the winner of show number one, their big national talent contest. Their national final also on February the 18th, which is shaping up to be a big day. So you're going to need lots of internet bandwidth to catch up with all those shows. And of course, with it being the Ukraine, keep your diaries clear in case you need to do the grand final again on February the 25th and again on February the 27th when the math doesn't add up or the voting doesn't look so on. It's Ukraine. You know it's going to be weird. What is not going to be weird, if you want to keep up to date with all of those things, ESEExtra.com, bringing news for Eurovision every single day. Good friends of ours, go pop along and once you've read all our stuff on ESEInsight.com. And thanks also to your BMI, FlyBMI.com will help you flights all the way through Europe. And yes, they do fly out to Azerbaijan as well. You might be on their flights, but somebody who won't be on their flights, unfortunately, will be Sunstroke Project and Olya Tiara. one of the few Eurovision bands, I think, that have broken out of Eurovision, except everybody just knows them as the Epic Sax Man. Guys, they did submit a song into the Moldovan National Finals this year. Unfortunately, it didn't get out of the submissions and into the long list, a little in the short list. So we're not going to have a return of Epic Sax Guy at Eurovision, which means that this is going to be a rather special one-off that we can rejoice. It was called Superman, and it will go now down as one of those songs that tried but failed. We still love them anyway.
I am a big man. I am a lucky man. I am a sexy man. Whoa-ho-ho-ho-ho. When I look into my mirror, I see the big man. Come on, girls, be with me, 'cause I'm a sexy man.
And there we go, Superman from the Sunstroke Project, who will not be appearing at Eurovision this year, but you can always find them online and enjoy the music over and over again. Right then, let's have a quick look through the calendar. We just had the Finnish presentations tonight. You can catch them on demand again through YTE. Saturday, let's see, we've got the third semi-final in Iceland, second semi-final in Norway, and the first semi-final in Hungary. Sunday, as we've already mentioned, the presentation of the song for France. Heat 4 for Germany will be happening on Thursday as well, and just to put it in your diary, second semi-final for Finland next Friday, and of course it's the great big Malta weekend with a semi-final on Friday the 3rd and the grand final the day after on Saturday the 4th. That's your Eurovision Insight podcast for the week. I'm Ewan Spence. Thank you very much as always for listening. Comments welcome back at the website www.esinsight.com, or you can get in touch with me by email ewan@esinsight.com as well. Guitars? Yeah, why not?